Type a message, edit text. You are currently on a text area, inside web content.
To hey everyone, and welcome to part
new
3.
New message from Angeline M. Ross. April, received at 23:35.
Commentary playthrough of BK3. In the last episode, we beat the first...
April, button. Angeline...
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm back.
And Josh is here too.
Yay.
I've just started recording. Welcome to episode 3 of this playthrough of BK3. In the last episode, I defeated the first boss on stage 1. And then we beat stage 2 as well. And now we are going to attempt to do stage 3. And both Angeline and Josh are with me for this. Hey. So, without further ado, let's begin a rather long cutscene. Oh!
Forgot you had to hit enter, huh?
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah, it's something I have to get used to, too, since I've got all this cooling on.
Yeah, I got so used to Manamon where you don't have to.
Now, technically, unless you change the setting, you have to, but...
Yeah.
That's what we have to do, so...
Make monster launch skill we can. We want crystals. We have power. We want crystals. We want become mayor. If we not mayor, we destroy town. Toby looks like the guy who wrote this is not good at English. Is the guy from another continent or something? Friend 1, you aren't exporting crystals to other continents, are you?
Yeah, this is your first time you're hearing this, Angeline, fully translated.
Friend 3.
I know. I have yet to get the
this done letter.
Dictionary to work on mine.
Toby, but isn't this weird? Friend 2, why? Everything makes sense to me. Look at him. Yeah. You're my Jin. Sell him some and make him satisfied. Simple and easy. Toby, the things that I want to ask are... Why does he, or they, want the privilege of mayor? Crystals can be obtained if they ask me. I can sell some to them, of course. The reason I'm selling the crystals in a limited area is because they are very precious and cannot be found in any other location. Cities that periodically import crystals are making treaties and conforming them. For special orders from other continents, they can consult me with the usage and the transportation route clarified. This information is not only for this continent. People from other countries or continents can know it too. If so, the fact they want crystals explains it. Friend 3, I didn't expect you to be such a smart guy. You're my Jin, I didn't notice that. Toby, anyway, I won't decide what to do yet. Okay. Yokotok, yeah. It's actually not a good idea for the mayor to deny a request from someone. But in this case, let's wait and see what they do next. You're my Jin, in the worst case, I can blow them all up. Toby, yeah. Oh, where is Punisher? Working overtime. Toby, voice. Friend 1, sleeping. Toby, they're always absent. enter. Toby, hey, who are you? Unknown man, I want confirm. You read our letter, not read our letter, which? Toby, oh, that letter. I did, but I have a question. Why do you, your boss, want to be mayor? Crystals can be bought if you ask me, but I can't figure out the reason why you need to be mayor. Unknown man, we want a lot. Toby, yes, if you clarify who you are, where you live, and what you use the crystals for, I'm willing to sell you a lot of them. Unknown man, anyway, we want become mayor. We become mayor, absolute lie. We know you, mayor. We use power, steal from you. You're fucked.
Oh!
This sounds bad.
Yeah.
No offense really to bad. Anybody. No offense to anybody listening who is of Oriental descent, but it sounds like a crazy Asian person talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? I was thinking that too. I'm thinking, how do I put this, like, not bluntly, but.
Toby, didn't you understand what I kindly said? You cannot speak proper English at all. You talk like you're less than 3 years old, kid. You. The only words you can say correctly are "you're fucked." Bullshit. Go to hell.
Now,
wow.
I want to make you laugh even more here, because the character you're actually playing as is a kid.
Yeah. I am totally missing out, because what I'm getting didn't say that, except I think it did get that last part, but yeah, I'm totally missing out. I have yet to get the dictionary to work.
Why do I have to be told that I'm fucked by such a fucked guy like you?
I forgot there was
really messed up.
Hey Josh, and Angelie, I forgot there was strong language in this game, to be honest.
That's funny.
I had no idea.
I love to word games play. I absolutely love the word games play.
Oh, listen. Listen, listen to what the friend says.
Friend 2, I think he really should stop teaching him bad language. Friend 1,
oh, yeah.
I guess the man is good at memorizing things like that. Friends 1 and 2, yeah. Friend 3, well. We understand that you're angry.
That was hilarious.
It's been a while since I last fired this hay. Shut up. I, mayor. I don't give crystals. Do not come here. Any leg. Die. Toby. The kid has gone. Friend 2, is everything okay? Killer, no. I heard some loud noises from here. What was that?
Oh, and the boys just suddenly wake up after all the commotion.
Toby, noise.
I know, right?
And what's that? I don't know. Hey, ha 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 ha.
Oh, man. That was good.
2 days later.
Oh, this bit's funny. This bit's funny.
Look at him. Well, something is falling. You're magic. Oh. Too bad. It's going to land directly on Toby's weapon storage. Toby, shit. There are no more weapons because of you, Hugh. Because you used them all for your damn experiments. You're my gin. Yes, actually, ha ha.
Oh man, this is good. This is really good.
Okay, this sounds really bad saying this, but basically, this is a flying building.
Yeah.
Very surreal.
Yeah, when it's going to fall on your weapon,
yes, it's obvious.
Like I said, this game kind of crosses all sorts of genre boundaries.
It does.
I'll go take
now it's gone totally sci-fi.
Everyone stay here.
Yeah.
Warning to all citizens. Do not approach that black building. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's going to be mixed. Weapons of mass destruction.
It's going to be unpleasant.
I would love to reveal to you guys what this organization is called who's trying to do all this. Because I know you'll laugh hysterically. Especially Josh. Yeah. The organization is called Peace.
Oh, oh yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Very peaceful, I might add.
Yeah, exactly.
This door seems to be locked.
Like, what's the opposite of peace?
I need your help. You're my Jim. What's up? Toby, I can't open the door because it's locked. Can you blow it up?
Oh, something funny in the chaos version happens here. But it doesn't happen in the normal one, unfortunately.
Oh, darn.
You're my Jim. Well, sounds fun. Okay, I'll come.
Makes me almost wish we were playing the chaos version.
I can always switch. I have both.
Oh, well. Continue with this one. Toby, might have to do a chaos one just for my benefit later.
There are some major differences, and the story's very different as well. Like, the ending's different and everything.
But all you should do is simply blow this up.
The only thing is, though...
this weird building alone.
The only thing is the dictionary... but it doesn't matter really, but the dictionary does not work with the chaos version, so... yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It doesn't matter, though.
Oh, well.
We don't know what this building is for, and why it is here. Let me go alone. You're my gin. Okay, you're like a lone wolf, aren't you?
Yeah, hence the title.
That's huge. You're my gin. Ready to go. Fire.
Okay. In the chaos version, when he blows the door open, he blows you up as well.
Oh! Ouch!
Because the developer of the chaos version loves the die noise. You know the noise you make when you die?
Oh, the... Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tire pitch the mat and it echoes like...
Toby, wow.
Nice.
I have to admit, as cute as the jumping noise you make whenever you jump is, I almost wonder if you didn't seriously hire a Japanese 5-year-old girl. Because that's what it
sounds
like. It sounds like when you die, too. Because the screen is like so 5-year-old-ish.
Please don't do that. Anyway, I'll contact you if I find something.
I thought that the first time I started playing the game. I was like, seriously? Sounds like the little 5-year-old.
Okay, so we're now inside the building, and we're about to be introduced to the ladders.
Toby, there is a ladder. It seems that there are lots of ladders in this building, and I'll have to climb them. Killer, climb a ladder, approach it and press enter. You can use the up and down arrows.
Yep,
to
this
go
is
up
where
and
I'm
down
at.
After that.
Where I left off yesterday.
But a ladder is only 3 squares wide, so be careful not to fall.
You fall.
Okay, so climb the ladder and then go left.
5, 10.
Climb the ladder at 0, 10. Head right.
This is where I had trouble because I kept going up the wrong ladder and couldn't find my way forward.
So what do you do? Press enter to go up the ladder and then wait until you're up and then start moving right?
Yeah. Okay, so now climb the ladder up 4420. Head right. Now climb down the ladder all the way to the bottom. Head right. Climb this ladder at 99.9. Head right. Climb the ladder
149.10.
Go left. Climb the ladder at 106.20, and now head right, and then you will drop down gradually and eventually reach the door to get out of this area.
I'm surprised there's nothing to kill in this room.
I know. Oh, just wait. Just wait till you get to the next one.
Yeah, for Depper.
I like that. It just cracks me up. Because at first I thought, what is it saying?
Yeah, because it's like, I think
it's saying you fall, but the way it says it, you fall.
And then go through the door.
That's ominous.
Okay, warning. Now this is peace. The peace organization have their own language. Now, once we finish the game, we will be able to craft a item called the Peace Translator, which then if you play through the story again on another difficulty, there will be a lot of stuff that will be translated, which really sums up the rest of the story.
Ilusify for you, use a sphere for fight, see you,
Yeah.
Basically, it's saying that there is an intruder in the building.
Never reach Toby. Toby can never understand the words. But, certainly, the words vibrated the air somewhere in the building. Toby does not know what will happen next. Select a stage.
I like the music right here.
Select 3 to 2, the second floor, I think. Toby went upstairs and reached the next floor. But he's not sure if this area is really the second floor since there were too many ladders. Toby, home, I can't seem to see outside since there are no windows. Why? Someone found that I intruded. But I guess that's to be expected since I've been going through this building destroying almost everything. Ha 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 ha. Be careful.
Oh, I like that.
Proceed to the next area.
Okay, so in this area there are lasers which will fire at you and do damage. If you want to take cover, you can equip a shield here and use your shield so that they will take the damage. But to be honest, I ain't gonna do that. I'm just gonna run through.
Yeah, I don't do it either, but I do take a lot of damage.
Now, when you're higher level, you can actually take these lasers out. The laser launchers out.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Have a strong enough weapon to take them out.
64, 0. 81, 0.
So what you want to do now is head right and you want to climb the ladder at 150, 0. If you climb the first ladder that you'll come across, it's a trap.
134, 0.
Oops, that's where the guy went wrong, too. Climb the wrong ladder.
Now, this ladder to your right, don't climb it because it's another dead end laser trap. But luckily,
laser launchers, laser took you one damage.
These only are doing one damage to me, so it's not too bad. And I have almost 500 health.
Dang!
You must have really cranked your HP then.
Okay, so climb that ladder, head to your right.
Mia, you gotta figure out a different way to climb up these silly dogs. Sorry.
Stage 3. Building.
Okay, this next level is a great grinding level.
3 to 3, the third floor of unimaginable height.
That's a creepy Toby, walking place.
Wow, I'm pretty high up. It seems that I'm almost the top of this building. Angelina. This area seems to be easy. There are lots of unknown machines waiting to be destroyed by me.
Okay, so these are security carts, and they will fire lasers at you, but they will also stop moving. And
47 experience.
Whoa.
Defeated security card level 20.
They give about 47 experience. And what level are they even?
I am ball at 6241. Security card at 65, 0 HP, 100% level 20.
Okay, they're level 20.
Oh, level 20.
Okay, there are some iron balls here, but you can't get them yet because you can't get high enough to get them. Iron blade.
I got the steel blade, I think is what I got yesterday or whenever. That's what I'm using. Or is it iron? It's something blade in there.
To respawn, don't climb the ladder yet, just head back to your left. Now, a word of warning, if you're playing the Chaos version, these lasers that these carts fire will ignore defense. In the normal version they don't, but in this, but in the Chaos version, I think they go about 20 damage. And they are fast as well.
And she got me instead.
Nice!
Ooh! Ooh! You can level up. Defense or attack. Status up, whatever you call it.
1, 3, 9, 11. Confirm.
I like that sound.
Me too.
It is kind of cool.
Security cart.
Thanks! That's a lot.
Okay.
Sahin, level 22. Experience 9,609. 1,039 required for the next level. Submenu.
I'm gonna go and chant my arm at fighting the next boss. I would have liked to level up one more time to boost some points into stamina. But I think it'll take too long, so I'm not gonna.
Experience 10,239 required for the next level.
Yeah. My attack power now is 81.
What power is 81?
Ooh. Attack.
Dang, three-shotting it now.
Obviously, you're a long way ahead of me, so I know it's okay.
I'm actually over-leveled. Yeah. I'm over-leveled, really.
Are you?
I just know what's coming, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a friend who's over-leveled and myself.
I did too. I
over-leveled
mine.
Stamina.
At first they were way under-leveled, now they're way over-leveled. Like, most of my Natamon are level 100 now. With the exception of maybe one or two.
Okay, let's...
How long are you?
Jeez. What?
Where are you at? Did you finish Requiem?
On Natamon 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with the game. I'm doing the post-game.
That makes sense.
Okay, let's go and attempt this next boss.
Better eat a few good rice balls. I'm sorry, yeah. That's just too funny. That is just way too
funny. I know, right?
Yeah, I know, they're like four. Okay, let's get out of here. I'll grind in between episodes. But all I'm going to say is for the next boss, I will have over 100 attack and defense, and over 100 in my... I will have over 500 HP for the next boss fight on stage 4.
Great.
And I intend to have my tech around 50, so that when I get iron balls, they will do a lot of damage to the next boss.
Yeah, those can do some damage. It's nice because you can throw those things.
Oh, by the way.
198.20.
Climb down this ladder. Now, I will tell you now, there are parts later on where if you are on a high platform and you fall off, you will die.
Yeah.
And the first
example... Yeah, the mine, for one thing, that's when you really do. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that place is not fun.
That's still a ways, though. I mean, we're only stage 3, so...
Yeah, it's not that far, though, really. Not really.
We have 4 stages to go.
I have to admit, this game does move very fast, doesn't it?
It does, compared to, you know, other games.
I was going to say, Metamon's slower than molasses compared to this.
Okay, so for this next boss, I want to have the white hammer equipped.
Toby managed to enter the final room, and there was... Select 3 to 4, the mysterious organization.
Okay, hopefully I can beat this.
Toby, what's this room? The top of the building was surrounded by windows from which he could look outside. There was a computer in the room.
I love the music here. I've loved it down though, but...
And...
Yeah, that's the other thing. This game has some really good music also.
Young man, oh hello Mia. Thanks for coming. Toby, who are you? Young man, we are from a country on a continent very far away from this one. We would like the crystals that were excavated from the mine in this city. I apologize to you for my rude subordinate who came to your house. Toby, I came here for that thing. I thought I could sell you some crystals. But I had to change my mind seeing the equipment and weapons in this building. Why do you want the crystals? Young man, because we want them. Toby, I don't know how many you want, but I won't sell you any unless you can clarify what you're going to use them for. Young man, we are not going to buy crystals from you. Toby, what? Young man, we are demanding the crystals from you. Not that we want to buy the crystals from you. Toby, you don't wanna buy them, but you want to just take some. That's equal to, can we steal the crystals? Young man, exactly. We have a special technology that no other country or person knows about. The technology is the most advanced, the most effective, and the most sophisticated. If you don't want to see this city destroyed using our technology, give us all the privileges you have regarding this city. Toby, hey wait. How is getting the crystals equal to getting my privileges of mayor? Young man, we heard that the mayor was the only person who could control the excavation of the crystals.
New notification from mayor.
To achieve our objective, a massive amount of crystals is required. We thought we needed to excavate them wisely using our technology. No one except the mayor can install equipment in the crystal mine. That's why we want your privileges as well as the crystals themselves. Toby, I have nothing to say to you. Young man, well, let me explain what this computer can do. All the functions for controlling our best technology are installed in this computer. If you don't give us what we request, we will turn your city into a whole bunch of debris. How do we do that, Home? First, we'll fire a missile to destroy most of the structures. After that, we dispatch killers made by our technology and kill everyone in the city. The reason we kill everyone is because we want to avoid being attacked by supporters of the... Toby, no way. Young man, okay, so can you just give us your privileges? Toby, you're stupid. I've decided to turn this computer into pieces. Young man, that's all right. But can you do that? Young man, it is not a bad idea to rush for things straight ahead. Because you can understand through your body's suffering, what an impossible and unreasonable path you've taken. Toby, shut up.
Okay, here we go.
Object info, computer at 50 HP, 100% level 25.
Okay, so this is the computer, and this boss is a pain. It will summon constant enemies, but not only that, it will also teleport to a random locations on the map. So what you want to do here is you want to take out the computer as quickly as possible. And try not to...
Oh, yes, this was a pain.
And try not to get swarmed by enemies.
Yeah. Which is more than likely to happen. Good to me, anyway.
Total object insect at 39.0. Security card at 49.0.
Right, I'm going to do here.
White hammer set to turret weapon 2.
Damn it, these ones hurt.
Security card's rapid laser took you 30 damage.
Okay, I'm not ready for this.
Oh!
I don't think I'm ready for this one.
Items lift. Items lift.
I really like the effect.
Items list. Items list.
Oh, dang, you're getting... Wow.
22 damage to computer.
I'm beating up on the computer, but I'm also getting owned. I'm not ready for this, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, I killed it! Nice!
Holy
cow. Oh, that was...
You were taking a beating, for sure.
Yeah, I need to boost my defense more.
Toby, what? What the hell did you do?
I actually think one of the security carts... I moved out of the way. I think one of the security carts fired the laser and hit the computer instead of me.
Oh, maybe.
And killed it. I don't know, but... Anyway.
Maybe, because the last thing I heard was your character screaming like you got hit.
Yeah. No.
And then next thing you know...
Yeah.
That's why I said, oh, there goes the 5-year-old scream.
Young man, it seems that you are very strong. We underestimated you.
I know I need to grind more. Let's put it that way.
You managed to destroy about 20% of this computer. However,
maybe you did destroy it then. Technology
cannot be stopped by a single person like you who doesn't know anything. Toby, 20%. Young man, sir, we will launch a missile and see what happens next.
Uh-oh. Oh, you guys can probably hear my nephew's bird going in there.
Stop. Please. Young man, fire. Toby. Has been unlocked.
Woo-hoo.
To be continued. Did the missile kill Toby? Is Crystal City safe? We'll find out in the next episode. That is going to be it for this episode. Stage 3 is done and there is no shop because of what happens next. Hope you enjoyed this one. Thanks for listening. And I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Select a stage. Tutorial.
Audacity. Track view table. Track 1 row not selected.
Yeah, that was hilarious.